Okay, Ramona, then after you spent a year or so in Nashville, then where did you go? You went back home again or what?
Yes, I went back home for a few months in the summer. Then I was trying to figure out what to do with my career. And Dallas, they had a lot of good bands on their radio station, and I thought that might be a good place to go. So I just go to Dallas. I had some relatives there. And before I knew it, I got in the parade. Bob Wills had just moved to Dallas, and they had a big parade downtown. And my girlfriend and I, we squeezed into that parade. And then on out to the ranch house. It was brand new. And I met a lot of people. Well, we wound up riding on the stagecoach with some of the Playboys. My car was 1950, and this was 1950, so my car wasn't old, but it stalled or flooded. And so that's how we got on that stagecoach with the Playboys. And they have a picture of us in Turkey, Texas, if you're ever out there.
And so, okay, so he established the Bob Wills Ranch House in Dallas.
Yes.
So you got on a stagecoach with the Texas Playboys, but then then somehow you got on the stage to sing for Bob Wills.
Well, Jack Lloyd was their lead singer, and he and Bobby Colfer, the steel guy, they got me the audition. So with Bob Wills. So I went out there, and I had to sing about every song I knew. And he would sit there, maybe 30 feet away or something like that. And I couldn't tell if he liked what I was doing or not. And I sang just about every song I knew. And he sat there smoking that cigar. But anyway, when I got through, he came backstage and he hired me. He said I was just what he was looking for. I not only sounded, but I looked alike. He wanted a girl singer to look and sound.
My, what a relief. You had no idea if he liked you or not till he came backstage.
I did not know, believe me, until I went back there. But I just did the best I could.
Yes. So what was Bob Wills like? He was such a charismatic man, but what was he like personally when you were around him?
Well, he was just kind of charismatic, even though you'd been working with him. He could still walk into a room or walk, you know, to go on stage. He'd usually sit and wait in his car a while, and then he'd come on later. It was still, he had that magnetism or something about him. Everybody said that. And for some reason, he seemed to like me, maybe because I could ride a horse, too. Yeah. They had three of their horses out there in the ranch house. Mm-hmm. And I would go out and ride sometimes.
And you yodeled for him, too, I suppose.
Oh, of course. Bob likes yodeling. And I've been called the yodeler's yodeler by another girl yodeler, so I thought that was a real compliment.
Did you travel with Bob Wills?
Oh, yes, I did.
And did that for
how? I had to ride up front. I rode up front. I couldn't go to the back. I couldn't sit back where the boys were. I had my special place up front, unless we were rehearsing a song or something.
Did he tell you to kick off your shoes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's when I was auditioning. My feet were hurting. I had on high heels. And I finally kicked them off, and I think he liked that.
You keep that part of the act? Did you, when he was during the show, did he say?
Yeah. Yeah, if I had on high heels, I did. Of course, I had a uniform after I started working with them. I wore boots, you know.
Okay. So, what part of the country were you traveling with him, with Bob Wills?
Well, he always said that. He really liked, the Kansas and the Texas and the Oklahoma, Arkansas, certain places But then I went on tour with them to California in Hollywood. I have some pictures of me in Hollywood. And one of the Elvin Chamblin, did you ever meet him?
No, I didn't.
He was kind of, you've heard of him though, probably.
Yeah.
The band manager and guitar player, and his wife, she drove out there because they had lived there, and they took a girl my age, so she and I were walking around Hollywood, and I thought I was in heaven walking around.
Okay, again, this is 1950, 51 in there?
And yes.
You're about 18 years old at this point, I guess, right?
Something like that. No, I wasn't 20 yet.
But then you must have come to Tulsa and performed with him in Kane's Ballroom?
Oh, many times. Yeah, but not then, not until after I started singing with Bob. I had not sung at Kane's.
But you did come to Tulsa many times at Kane's Ballroom with Bob Wills.
Yes.
You remember some of the names of the Texas Playboys?
Yeah. Of course, Bobby Colfer was so nice to me. And that's why I still like him and stay in touch. And he's still living. And I've talked to him just recently. And Jack Lloyd was the lead singer then. And Elden Chamblin and his wife Ruby, they remained friends of mine. And also my son Jim, they were friends of his. The piano player, Skeeter Elkins. Yeah, they were all very nice. And Paul, the drummer. Yeah, I used to still see him in Turkey, Texas, and places.
Well, it was quite a thrill. And then to be at Kane's Ballroom with Bob Wills, and the place was packed, and here you were from Tallahena, Oklahoma.
Yes, from that little town of about 1,058, to be exact, at that time.